Ms. Azaz Aziz, to be followed by Ms. Grace Mathis.
Good evening. I'd like to take a few minutes. My name is Itaji Aziz, and I work with KPFT radio station, but I want to bring a couple minutes of humanity and create a situation where we can see Frances Newton as human as possible. And I want to stand up for Frances Newton, and I know that she would want you to know that she, at one time, 18 years ago, had a family that was interconnected on both sides. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but Frances would stand here and she would let you know that even the family of the victim has asked that her life be spared. She would want me to tell you that she is one of 2 million people in the Texas prison system in the country nationally, and half of them are African Americans. Frances was an African American woman, is an African American woman that has been forgotten, but there are some people in the community that refuse to forget her. And I'm here, and there are people here, and there's people all over the world in the country. Frances is a mother of children that are no longer alive. Frances was a poor, indigent, black, African-American woman. And if she were here, she would like you to know that for the people who are poor in the prison system, that they often have no voice. This prison system has grown into a monstrous industrial system, and Frances is one of the people that is doomed to be killed on the 14th of September. You have been called. You might be sitting there and you might be called a Bill White or a Carol or Anna or Pam or Con or Gordon or a Mark or an Arturo, an Anthony, a Ronald, an Ada, a Carol, an Addie. But you have been called just like the rest of us have been called to stand on your humanity. Because when it comes to the taking or the giving of life in the death execution, you have been called past your titles. And we are asking you to call for a moratorium to do whatever you know, because everybody knows that somebody's got a telephone call somewhere. Somebody's got a favor waiting somewhere. There's a phone call or list, somebody you know in higher places that can say, do not kill this woman on this day at 6 o'clock. Like Councilwoman Ada Edwards said, what is the difference between September the 14th and the next month? It won't destroy the state of Texas. It won't shut down the prison system. It won't keep somebody even more safe. This woman has been sitting in a cell for 18 years. 18 years. A wasted life. And she would like you to know, if she were here, that she is innocent, that her attorney had no time to investigate whatever she needed to be investigated, that he gave her no voice. And everyone sitting on the city council knows the history of the infamous Ron Mock. She would want to remind you that she is a life worth living. She would want you to remind you to say, well, let's give her another month. Thank you.